It is the pre-match warm-up as we start to look ahead to the last one. It is Wolves at Anfield on Sunday afternoon. It's Ian Ryan, Mo Stewart, Rob Gutman, Gareth Roberts. We will get a little bit of Rich Hobbs later in the show. But Rob, the manager's done his last press conference. He will oversee the team one more time on Sunday. It's 8.5 years. I think over the coming weeks, some people outside of the Liverpool bubble might try and play down what he's achieved over his time at the club. But I think all of us around this table and the majority, if not all of the fan base, we know what the last 8.5 years has been about. We know what it's meant. And you'd have to say it's been a hell of a ride.
Yeah, it certainly has been that. He talked about in his press conference whether he should have won more trophies and how he would be perceived. And, you know, everyone's going to say that, yeah. No one can lie to themselves and say it would have been so much sweeter if we were saying goodbye to the manager who'd won us three leagues or two European Cups and two leagues, just one or two bit of the big ones more. That would have been so much sweeter. But if you'd rewind to the day he walked through the door, I said to myself, and anyone who wants to listen to me, I'd say about any manager who walks through the door, I'd say about Arne Slot, just win us the league. Just once. All I want to see is Liverpool in the league. And when he walked through the door, we hadn't won it for a million years, yeah. Right? And you can't let the man win the league and then go, well, could you just win us another one, please? And then be disappointed if that's not possible, especially given the context that involves a 97-point season, a 93-point season. It involves winning the European Cup for good measure and getting to two European Cup finals and all the domestic trophies in the World Cup. So once you put all that, that's the biggest shitload of context you can imagine to not doing more than one league. And so to that end, it's just bizarre, beyond bizarre and pointless to talk about Jürg's under-delivered in any sense whatsoever.
People leave football clubs, Robbo, all the time. It just happens. You know, players come and go, managers do come and go. But it does feel different with Jürgen. There won't have been many who've had an impact like he's had over the years.
No, absolutely not. He's changed everything about Liverpool, hasn't he? I mean, you know, Liverpool was Liverpool in name when he came in, but you know, I'm trying to write something on it at the moment and find it really difficult to find the right words. But I think the sort of place I'm starting to arrive at with it is, you know, we loved Liverpool. We loved the history of Liverpool. We loved what everything you know, that Liverpool was about. We regarded it as a big club, all of those things. But let's be honest, Jürgen took a leap of faith coming to Liverpool because we weren't in the Champions League. The season before, we'd lost 12 games. The season he come in, we'd already lost to West Ham at home for the first time since the 60s or something. You know, we'd had Firmino at right back at Old Trafford and all that kind of madness. We didn't look to be in a great state when he come in. And I think there were lots of questions about where Liverpool was at and what it was and whether it was still a superpower and all of those things.